This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And that would mean I'm JR. And that would also be accurate. I'm going to be here with you for the next 3 hours. Go ahead. Congratulations to you. Pat yourselves on the back. Because I'm not here to just run my yap. Well, yeah, I am here to run my yap, but I'm here to have a good time. I'm here to try to provide a little bit of common sense to the radio airwaves. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. And you, yeah, you, everybody listening all over North America. Shout outs to all the truck drivers. Shout outs to everybody working. Yo, shout outs to all my friends in the radio stations all over the country. Shout outs to all the producers and the board operators, the talent. Shout outs to everybody listening right now. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm on social media at JR Sport Brief. So whether you're listening here in Atlanta, Georgia, you're listening in New York, you could be in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Indiana, you could be in Chicago, you could be in Tennessee, Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Texas, oh, big ass state. You could be in Oklahoma, Boise, Seattle, Portland. You could be in Phoenix, Las Vegas, California. You could be in the mountains. What's up, Colorado? I miss you, Denver. You could be everywhere. Thank you for hanging out here with me. Thank you very much. I told you, we got 3 hours to go. We've been here for 1 hour, and time flies when you're having fun, because that's what the hell I do. So to open up the show, we talked about old angry quarterbacks. We got the latest update from Aaron Rodgers. He's like, hey, I'll reconstruct my contract, if I need to. What the hell are you taking $150 million for in the first place less than a year ago? What a guy. And then Tom Brady. Oh, what a great question he was asked last night by Jim Gray, who apparently not even Tom Brady likes. And Jim Gray asked Tom Brady, hey, Tom, I know it's been a week. I know that you've gone through all of this stuff off and on the field. So do you care to tell me what your plans are for the future? And Tom Brady, he's about sick of it. Listen.
Tom, you're leaving everybody guessing. You said you'll take your time. Do you have any type of a timetable as to what you might want to do regarding your football career?
Jim, if I knew what I was going to fucking do, I'd have already fucking done it. Okay? I'm taking it a day at a time.
I sense you're antagonized by the question.
You're scratching.
It's only the question scratchy that everybody wants to hear.
You're scratchy. I appreciate your asking. Thank you.
Oh, he's such a nice guy at the end. He sounds like somebody who had to talk to his ex-wife only a few hours before that. I'm sure he did, poor guy. Anyway, at least he's not Aaron Rodgers. Just giving weekly updates on a whole lot of nothing. Two future Hall of Famers who have no idea what they want to do. Trying to figure out what retirement home they want to set themselves up in. Speaking of future Hall of Famers, we also talked about Scott Rolen. Former defensive wizard in Major League Baseball for the Phillies and St. Louis Cardinals. He's going into the Hall of Fame. And I can't argue him going into the Hall of Fame now because it's basically watered down. I think if I could lay down a bunt for about 20 years, they let me into the Hall of Fame. if you remember Roger Cedeno, they probably let him in the Hall of Fame right now. Scott Rowland. It's probably a matter of being humble. But Scott Rowland, he spoke with Major League Baseball Network, and he said, man, I didn't even think I'd be in a Hall of Fame.
You don't think about this. You know, you think about trying to do the best you can and play for your team and play the game as best you can, and there's such a long road.
Oh, my God. Let's play that again for Aaron Rodgers. Let's listen to that. Listen.
You don't think about this. You know, you think about trying to do the best you can and play for your team and play the game as best you can, and there's such a long road.
Oh, okay. It's kind of what Gronkowski had to say about Aaron Rodgers last week.
I don't think there'd be a scenario where I'd come back and that would be the number. I think it would definitely things would have to shift.
Oh, thanks, Aaron. Oh, he's also the guy last week who wanted to tell everyone, hey, if I played, I could win a few more MVPs. And Gronkowski had to be the one to tell him, what you talk about MVPs for? So as we continue on with the show, we know we have the AFC and the NFC championship game coming up. I do want to talk to you about Patrick Mahomes' ankle. What are the Kansas City Chiefs supposed to do? Say that this man is in a hyperbaric chamber right now? Are they supposed to say that he's on a table with his foot in a compression boot? What are they supposed to say? And so we'll talk about Mahomes' ankle. We have seen him gut it out through injuries. I remember Patrick Mahomes a few seasons ago. This man basically blew his knee out, dislocated that sucker, and he came back in like record time. And so I don't know if Patrick Mahomes is a Terminator, but we've also seen him run away behind a crap offensive line on one leg, and it didn't end well for him in the Super Bowl. And so, yes, there should be concerns about Patrick Mahomes, and the Cincinnati Bengals, man, they're on a roll right now. So we'll talk about that. We'll get into Bill O'Brien. He's back in the NFL, folks. Hopefully, well, he's not going to be running a team, which is actually a great for everyone involved. We'll talk about the Los Angeles Lakers and this trade that they made as they currently are getting blown out by about 20 points, 24 points, 23 points by the Los Angeles Clippers. And then we'll talk about Purdy. So we got a lot to do. And a matter of fact, we already have a lot of people on the phone lines who have varying opinions about many things that I've already said. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and talk to Richard from Cali. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. Thanks for having me on. So I live really close to where Aaron Rodgers grew up. I had a boy that played against him in high school. And, you know, just the sweetest kid. And I think it's worth talking about where his head went wrong. And why I think his head went wrong, right, is you listen to him talk, right, that last soundbite that you shared where he spoke about the Packers drafting his replacement like it was a conspiracy or some kind of acquisition. Of course they did. It's called a depth chart. 49ers would be screwed right now if they didn't have somebody to back up, right? So why he thinks that's a problem, I think, talks about his nature of relationships, right? He's not loved in his hometown. He requires an appearance fee in Green Bay to go to local schools where other players just show up. And right? I mean, relationships are what build great teams, not just talent. Can't argue with the guy's performance on the field. His record speaks for itself, but who loves it, right? And where's his head, right? I think that's what we're talking about.
Well, we have heard many a stories of his own personal relationships with his family. Unfortunately, his relationships romantically have been in the public eye, unfortunately, and he certainly hasn't done himself any favors with how he's interacted with people professionally in the media or with the media or at all. So he hasn't done himself any favors. And, you know, when he talks about, and he said this in the past, he's like, yeah, I do what I want to do. Well, you understand that there are consequences for it. But then he says he doesn't care, but he always has a response. So you're right. He's a great player. There have been many times, unfortunately, where he hasn't performed up to snuff in the postseason. That doesn't take away from his greatness overall of his career. But there's certainly a lot going on in that dude's head. And he can't get out of it. Can't get out of it.
Play at Pleasant Valley, where he was a sweet kid, good kid. And I wonder what took him from there to here, right? Rich, what happened along the way?
Rich, success is a fill in the blank, and right. Everybody handles it differently. It doesn't matter if you are a musician, whether you're an athlete, whether you're an actor. You know, when you have lights and cameras and scrutiny on you consistently, it's one thing. People change, period. People change. You know, who you are at 18 years old shouldn't be who you are at 25 and 30, 40 and onward. Hopefully, there's some growth. We certainly know that there are going to be mistakes. There are going to be lessons learned. Nobody is perfect. That's just the story of life. I haven't met anybody running around who's perfect. Now, imagine putting a gigantic flashlight on that for people who live in a different world, who live in a bubble of being coddled. Most professional athletes, let me not say most, superstar professional athletes reach a point where, okay, at what point do they get humbled? By the media? By the press? By fan bases? If you're just an ordinary professional athlete, as you climb the ranks, you get humbled. You get put on the bench. You get cut. You get traded. You get tossed around. You get released. You find out where you are in the pecking order, and you kind of accept it. If you're the cream of the crop, if you're being told that you're great from the time you're 14 to 18, 18 to 22, you get drafted, and then you're the next big thing. You live up to the hype. You build a Hall of Fame career. You make your mistakes in front of everybody. Professional, personal. It's there for interpretation, whether it's fair or not. And you got only one thing that you can do. Control what you control, not what anybody else says, what you can do. And some people do that much better than others. 855-212-4CBS. Rob is here from North Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, man, I told you Buffalo's going to get smacked, man. 49ers are going to take the Cowboys at lunch. I already told you, man, what the deal was. It's going to be Philadelphia Eagles. Patrick Mahomes, he limping around. He just needs to sit down. He's going to be the Bengals and the Eagles.
Okay.
And Aaron Rodgers, I don't know. After he took that psychedelic, he ain't been the same since, man. I think
it predates that, but okay.
I ain't going to lie. I pray for Rodgers, man. It's a sad situation. He acting like Brett Favre.
Okay.
But that's all I want
to say. Is that it, Rob? I mean, you hit me with 3 points, so anything else?
Hey, all I got to say is, man, you have a good night. Okay. Keep doing your thing, sir.
Well, thank you, Rob. I appreciate that. Well, those were very straightforward points, okay? All right, then. Well, then. Sean is calling from Oregon. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I like the topic. And I like what previous caller said. You know, he learned from watching Brett Favre. You know, but this guy's got a different personality. And, you know, I don't think too many teams want to take on Aaron Rodgers and his whole personality traits, you know, because it is kind of a disaster, you know, waiting to happen. You know, he's the type of person that can cause problems for your organization if he don't get his way. And, you know, on Tom Brady, you know, when he talked to Jim Gray, you know, I think it was kind of when he sees those curse words, you know, it wasn't out of anger. And I think he was more talking to the crowd and people listening out there that ask the questions, you know, because he don't really like people poking and prodding and stuff like that, which he should be used to. And he should be answering questions a little bit better than he does. But, you know, these people, they try to play the media like a fiddle, and they do think they're the smartest in the room, especially like these quarterbacks and like Aaron Rodgers. You know, you think, you know, he usually is the smartest person in the room, you know, but it goes to their head. And it, you know, we judge people about how you treat others, you know, and when you're in a room, you try to make others feel important and you try to respect others around you. And so like when he acts like this and that whole thing with the COVID thing and the way he was kind of dishonest with America about him being vaccinated and not being truthful, you know, he's not coming back from that. Okay. Have a great night. You do really good, JR. And And All right. It's always good talking to you, brother.
Well, thank you, Sean, for calling from Oregon. I mean, we can pick apart many of things of which he's proven to be selfish. And it's not even if you extract the COVID idea. He wanted to be in front of folks. He wanted to deceive people, and he wanted to kind of, aha, I got you. I don't care what you think about me, so I'm going to make up a lie. Or I'm gonna try to beat around the bush. That's what it is. Alan is calling from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Alan?
Yeah, hi, JR. I heard you mention Kirby Puckett should be in the Hall of Fame just out of the top of your head. No, he shouldn't. I got Albert Bell, and I got Don Mattingly ahead of him. So, you know, they have to put him in first before they put Kirby in. You know, I totally disagree with that. Anyways, you're gratefully glad that A-Rod's not in. I'm gratefully glad that Manny's not in.
Let's slow down, Alan.
Two more years.
Well, Alan, slow down, Alan.
Too much about Manny.
Alan,
being
oh
Manny
my God. Woosah.
Oh, geez.
Alan, you're on hold, by the way. Nobody can hear you but you. And that's a good thing. I didn't say Kirby Puckett should be in the Hall of Fame. I named him as someone who is deserving of already being in there because he is. And then I went down a list of people, of individuals from recent memory, recent guys who just retired, who wouldn't have gotten in older eras. Because the barrier of entry, I feel like, has just it's been torn down. Like, we can throw anybody into any Hall of Fame. I don't care what sport it is. And so Kirby's already in there. And, I mean, we can start ticking off a list of who belongs and who doesn't belong in the Hall of Fame. We would be here forever. If you ask me, that's what dumb old sports writers do. I have no desire. If you want to look at one particular guy, sure, let's go ahead and do it. I don't have a vote for the Baseball Writers Hall of Fame or a baseball writer because I ain't no baseball writer. And I think if I walked into a room full of baseball writers, I'd be like, I don't want to be in here with these nerds. Come on. Alan, I'm going to bring you back now. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Take a breath first before you speak. Take a breath. Go ahead.
Strictly on his defense.
Oh,
just like Ozzie Smith got in on his defense. Brooks Robinson got in on his defense. Well, so did Scott. He was a very good player, but he never stood out in anything, whether it was his batting average, home runs, RBIs, and you know, he never finished in the top 10 in OPS or on base percentage. You know,
to save us time. I think I said what you said in a more succinct way last hour. I said Scott Rolen was very, very good. Very good. And I also said, and you took part of what I said he's not in that upper echelon of players, guys who are no doubters. And so I agree with you. Scott Rolen is not in that upper echelon, but based on where the game has gone, he's in a Hall of Fame. Would I have put him in there? No, but I'm not going to argue about him being in there. So let me ask you this question to be more direct. What do you want to do? You wanna start a protest? Do we need to start a petition? What do you want to do?
I want to put Carlos Beltran in. Even though he cheated, it was his last year ever, and he had a subpar year, and it wasn't his fault. He wasn't part of management, so he's the only one that they barred. You know.
Yeah. Well, he might get in. Unlikely. Greinke will probably go. I can go on down a list of guys who are on the edge of retirement or who just retired who are going to go in. How many supremely spectacular players have you seen over the past, let's just flat say, 25 years? How many guys in the Scott Rolen era, he won the Rookie of the Year in his first season. How many guys since 96, 97 would you say have been ridiculously outstanding? Pujols, Cabrera, Ichiro.
He's going to be available, and Adrian Beltre is going to be available next year. So other than that, you're going to have a very pedestrian
crop. Yeah, that's my point. Scott Rolen is one of the beginning guys to get in, and it's because it's easier. We don't have all that many super ridiculously spectacular guys. I mean, even if you have to think about active dudes, some of the first guys that come to my head right now, if they were to retire, like Verlander could quit tomorrow. He could say, Steve Cohen, take your money back. Justin Verlander's going into the Hall of Fame. Mike Trout, maybe because of the MVPs. He's played long enough. You got to play 10 years. Sure, we don't know what the hell his back is doing. I mentioned Greinke. Interesting career for him. We can go down the list. I mean, hey, Shep, my man on the Dodgers, his name escapes me, from Dallas.
Oh, Kershaw?
Yeah, Clayton Kershaw going right into the Hall of Fame.
So, oh, without question. Oh, JR, I'd say he's the biggest lock of any active pitcher we have.
He's one of the locks.
The lock.
We have so many dudes right now that are definitely going in. But we also have guys over the past 25 years that are kind of there on the edge.
I got a quick question for you.
Sure.
Pujols, is he going to be the first position player elected unanimously?
I don't know. I haven't thought about it.
Gotcha.
We got jerks out here, man. You heard me call the sports writer the writers nerds, right?
Listen, they weren't jerks with Mo.
He's the only – Mariano Rivera.
Yeah.
Come on. He's the only dude? Come on.
That's it. Jeter missed – Griffin was close. Jeter was close.
That's my point.
Right.
And to kind of go a little bit deeper to my point, to expect me to provide rationale for a bunch of old dudes banging on typewriters is a waste of time. So does Albert Pujols go into the Hall of Fame? He's one of the most ridiculous hitters I've ever seen. Does he go in unanimously? I don't know. Ask one of the guys who might have a vendetta. These dudes don't necessarily vote on merit. They go on their feelings. And so Albert Pujols has done a lot of goodwill in baseball, in communities, for a long time. Should he be voted unanimously in? Yes. Should he be rewarded for not being one of these cheating-ass baseball players? Yes. Is it going to be one jerk who's mad that he went from St. Louis and left and then came back? Maybe somebody still holds a grudge. I don't know. But we know he should be, without a shadow of a doubt. These guys always have their reasons. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to get some more of your calls. I'm going to give you an update on Patrick Mahomes and his ankle. We got a lot to do here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. To the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm at work doing security, man, and I listen to your show every night.
Hey, man, I am new to your show, but I absolutely love it. It's awesome.
This is the best sports talk radio show on the air for sure, bar none.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You heard the number, 855-212-4CBS. We've been talking about Aaron Rodgers and Brady, the old quarterbacks, and not knowing what they want to do. They've given updates. We talked about Scott Rowland. He's going into the Baseball Hall of Fame. He's going into Cooperstown. Good for him. If you ask me, he's in the Hall of very, very good. But in the modern era, yeah, it's taken him six tries, but he is a Hall of Famer. We updated you on Kevin Durant. In a few minutes, I'm going to give you an update on Patrick Mahomes, especially from one of his own teammates, Juju Smith-Schuster. He had an opportunity today to talk to Rich Eisen, and he gave an update, so we'll do that. The phone lines are absolutely jammed. But before we move on, you know, in the commercial breaks, I'm looking through the news. I'm trying to see if we get breaking news. I'm trying to see what's going on in the world. I'm watching games. We go to commercial, and I don't just go to the bathroom. I'm still here. I'm working. And then one of the things I've seen that I'm kind of flummoxed by, because I haven't done it in a long time, is buy eggs. Yes, eggs. I have seen over the past several weeks, the price of eggs has just skyrocketed. And I don't know. I haven't bought eggs in years. I kind of tried to cut back on my egg usage and purchasing of eggs. And I don't, people are making jokes about how you buy eggs now, and it's a sign of wealth. Shep, have you bought eggs recently?
No, I eat tofu a lot, but not eggs. Yeah.
Not eggs.
No, sir.
So we're alone here. Neither one of us know what a carton of eggs, a dozen, none of us know, huh?
I'm going to say something really, maybe potentially weird here. So okay. Can I just preface that and then say it? But this has nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, no. Okay, so for me, the eggs conversation that, nope, not going to go there. No.
Fertility?
Yeah, uh-huh. So what I find
now. You can't buy those eggs. Well, you can. Wait, let me correct myself.
Yes, sir.
You can buy those eggs.
We live in a society now where so many people right off the bat are comfortable sharing with you their plan with their eggs and freezing them. Let's just put it that way.
Whoa. You spoke to somebody about contributing to their eggs?
No, they just volunteer it because,
oh, wow.
Because I mean, because when I think of eggs, that's what I think of now.
I think of eggs. I think of chickens. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But that's what you, well, listen, to each his own.
Yeah.
Shep, you're a busy man.
I try to be.
Whoa, you meet a lot of people.
I do meet a lot of people, JR. Not as many as you, but I meet a good amount.
Watch your mouth.
Sorry.
Whoa.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Watch your mouth.
Got it.
I chicken eggs, okay?
Got it.
I don't deal with nobody's human eggs, okay?
Sure.
I know the human eggs are more expensive than these eggs in the supermarket right now.
Yeah, and people are overthinking them when it comes to how they utilize those eggs.
Yeah, well, you can crack an egg, you can scramble an egg, you make it over easy, sunny side up, you can put it in a cake. You can do a lot of things with eggs. Here, let me Google this. If I Google price of eggs near me, why not?
I do have a question, though, because I will echo that sentiment that when we are in breaks, you are still constantly, incessantly working and studying.
Whoa. Average retail cost in U.S. cities for a dozen eggs increased from $1.72 in November 2 years ago to $5.50 in November. Whoa. $5.50 for 12 eggs? Oh, my God. Hey, Reese, my friend Reese. Hey, Reese, if you are listening, you see, Shep, he has real chickens. He got chickens. So I need to talk to him. I don't want no eggs.
What is his name? B-I-N-G-O?
Who?
What is he, B-I-N-G-O?
No, I live in Georgia, man. It's not Brooklyn. You can have chickens.
Okay, fair enough. But my question is, what inspires you to look at the price of eggs? Well, you have all these topics that you planned out and that you're constantly perusing through the breaks. That's what
news,
I want to know.
News just pops up, man.
God, so it wasn't trending or anything like that.
Nah, I'm looking at sports. Have you seen the way the internet is put together?
Yes, of course I have.
You look at one thing, one second I'm looking at Scott Rowland, and the next thing I know, it's like, hey, this is the price of eggs. I'm like, wow.
Got you.
Crazy.
Well, you can make an argument. He laid an egg in a couple World Series games. Maybe that's the correlation here.
Well, listen, we already figured out he's not one of the top guys.
Okay, because it wasn't because of him that they won those World Series. Because of Eckstein and Freeze and those utility players for the Cardinals back in 06 and 11.
Yeah, he was there a little closer to the end before he ended up on no man's land.
Yes.
with Toronto and what was the other no man's land? Cincinnati.
Right. We know the days of him in Philly, obviously, and the comparisons with him and Mike Schmidt, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's where he started. I remember that quite vividly, especially at the time being up in New York. Congratulations, Scott Rowland, someone who was very, very good in the Hall of Fame. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Maybe Greg from Michigan knows the price of eggs. Hey, Greg, you're on CBS Sports Radio. How much do eggs cost, Greg?
Over here in Michigan, $5.
Oh, my God, for 12 eggs?
Yeah, they're expensive, maybe a little bit more. Hey, Mr. Positive here, I got to tell you, I want you to eat your eggs. They're healthy for you, good quality fats. I can't believe you haven't eaten them in a while. I want my man Shep to do the same thing. Don't worry about cholesterol. It's a myth about eggs raising cholesterol unless you really have a gene or a propensity to high cholesterol. Your body makes a certain amount. Real quick, cholesterol is good for your testosterone levels, helps inflammation, helps heal. But, yeah, so I just wanted to be a little bit didactic on that.
Okay,
you're very welcome. The only unanimous player that should be in the Hall of Fame is the greatest of all time, Willie Mays. Everybody else, 99.9%, 97, 94, whatever.
Okay, hyperbole. Okay.
Now, the reason I called is I'm so devastated about my Bills. Were they a good team? Did the Bengals just play so awesome, or were my Bills a little bit overhyped?
I think it boils down to injuries on defense. I think the offensive coordinator and Ken Dorsey needs another year. I think they need to lighten the load of Josh Allen so he doesn't have to be susceptible to so many injuries like he did to his arm this year. I don't think he needs to run as much. And I think they might need to get him not just a running back help. They need to get him a secondary reliable wide receiver. It's nice with Knox and, you know, you're bringing in and Beasley to run the slot. But I think they can do a better job spreading the ball around. Some of the injuries and guys recovering from injury didn't help as well. And so I think the Buffalo Bills will be fine. So now is the time for everybody to kick them when they're down.
JR, real quick. The blow up between Josh and Steph Diggs, is that all right? Or what do you know the nature of what was happening there?
I mean, the guy had 34 yards receiving, and they couldn't generate anything. And so the nature of it is he was upset, and it's not the first or last time we've seen it. We're going to talk about Bill O'Brien and the New England Patriots. And we saw, LeBron James just went flying over three rows.
Is he all right?
Yeah, he's okay. Yeah, he got it.
That's my man. The greatest of all time there, too.
Yeah.
Love you, JR. Have a great night.
You as well, Greg. Thank you for calling from Michigan. The Lakers are getting their asses whooped 88-74. It's 5 minutes left in the third. And LeBron James is diving for balls. Oh, okay. Well, he only went over one row. And he landed on the concrete or whatever the hell that is. But he's LeBron. He's invincible until he pulls his groin again. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to get some more of your calls. I'll give you an update. Oh, he jumped over Dwayne Wade. Good for him. We'll give you an update on Bill O'Brien, Patrick Mahomes. I'll pick up the phone lines and so much more. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I love your show. I love you, brother. I work the graveyard shift, and I listen to you every night. It's a pleasure talking to you, and you be well, brother.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Hey, a big shout-out to all the folks working at Graveyard Shift. And much love to all my friends on the West Coast. They just think about dinner. You driving from dinner? Make sure you bring me some. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. We've done a lot of talk about future Hall of Famers. I feel every individual that has been a primary subject tonight is Hall of Fame caliber guys. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Scott Rowland, newly inducted into the Hall of Fame. You'll have his ceremony later on. Kevin Durant gave you an update on Kevin Durant. Looks like that he wants to be back out on the court before the All-Star break and actually wants to participate in the All-Star game. Let's see if all of that can go out there and align. And then speaking of Hall of Fame, this man is certainly building himself an early Hall of Fame resume. He got a long way to go. But it's Patrick Mahomes going to his fifth straight AFC championship game. Another chance to go to a Super Bowl. He's going to take on a Bengals team that eliminated him from the AFC title game last year. And this time he's running into the game with a busted up ankle that he suffered against the Jags. This man was running around. He now has a high ankle sprain. And Andy Reid, in speaking to the media yesterday, told us what we already know. Yes, it is a high ankle sprain. And oh, hell yeah, now that Patrick Mahomes can't, you know, damage it any further, He's going to be out there. This is what Andy Reid had to say yesterday.
As far as injuries go, really, Patrick is the main one. And as you guys know, he hurt his ankle. So it's you know, it's been reported that it's a high ankle sprain. So that's pretty accurate. He's worked hard in the treatment and is doing okay. He told you guys, I mean, he mentioned it to you that he's going to play. So, I mean, that's his mindset. And then we'll just take it day by day and see how he does.
Well, we know they were very hesitant to allow him back in the game until he went to the back to get that ankle evaluated, to see if it was a potential break, to see if it was a more dangerous of an issue. And it wasn't. They taped him back up. And afterwards, later we found that he had a high ankle sprain and he limped around and even helped put another score on the board to close out the game. And so what this man does in about 6 days from the injury, or 7 days, will be very interesting. Are we going to see a hobbled Patrick Mahomes back there behind the offensive line running for his life? Are we going to see someone who has been medicated enough where he can go out there and perform at the high level that we're used to seeing? Or is he just going to be a sitting duck? Like, no one has any idea. This is a difficult game to kind of to bet for when you don't know his status. It's like the Bengals are the safer bet, knowing that they're just trying to continue on their multi-game, double-digit win streak. It's tough. And so if you wanted any additional insight, don't expect to find any from the Chiefs. What are they going to say? A whole lot of nothing. Rich Eisen tried it today with Juju Smith-Schuster, who is, yes, now a Kansas City Chief. He gave Patrick Mahomes all the praise in the world. But when Rich Eisen tried to go digging for an answer, of course, Juju Smith-Schuster, he gave a very general one. Listen.
I'll tell you one thing about Pat, man. He showed that on, you know, on Saturday that, you know, he never quit, never gives up. And, you know, his dogfighting him and him wanting to be out there with us and his teammates and to play for the fans. And that's what he's just going to give you on Sunday. So I'm sure his readiness is ready as ever as he's ever been. And we're just going to go out there and play.
So you have no concerns for Sunday in terms of having Patrick out there right now?
No, not at all.
Now, that's one of the most unrealistic things I've ever heard in my damn life. But Juju Smith-Schuster is also the NFL wide receiver who had to be told, hey, man, cut out on the TikTok dances. How about you stop TikToking and actually, you know, catch some passes? Everybody's concerned about Mahomes. Everybody wants to see what he's going to be able to do out there. And we've seen him do some extraordinary things. This man, he dislocated his knee a few years ago, and I'm like, oh, my God, they're done. And he came back in record time. We've seen him run around behind an offensive line. I had him running for his life. We've seen him hobbled. We've seen him. He's a super athlete. There's reason for concern here. I just want to see him as close to 100% as possible. I'm sure he's in a boot right now. I'm sure they're going to shoot him up on Sunday. I'm sure they're going to give him something that allows him to go out there and run around. I just don't know what to think until we see it. The Bengals look like a safer option to me. And if you're comfortable with taking the Chiefs, please tell me why. Why? You want to see Chad Henne out there? Nobody does. Nobody. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Francois is calling from Dallas. I wonder what he wants to discuss. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, John, thank you so much for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller to your show, but long-time caller to CBS Radio. If you could put me on hold so I could hear your response, I'd appreciate it. I really wanted to talk about Kellen Moore. And we both know that the job of an OC in this regard is to put players in positions to make plays, right? So what I look at in this game against San Francisco is you've got a quarterback that is on an interception roll rolling into the playoffs. You got a quarterback that throws basically an out pattern. Why he threw that football, I don't know, in his own territory and has a pick. So now it's at the end of the first half. It's a minute 30 left, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, they were on the 49 or 18-yard line with second and two. You go empty. I mean, that's – I was in shock.
Well, what's the question, Francois, without us rehashing the losers? What's the question?
No, the point is that Kellen Moore doesn't do a good job of putting players in positions to make plays, especially his quarterback in this situation. His play calling situationally is terrible. It's terrible. And okay. That's why I'm hoping that he gets a head coaching job so that Mike McCarthy can start calling plays.
Okay. So you did say you had a question for me that you wanted to hear. You just want my response to what you just said.
Correct. I just was asking, would you put me on hold to hear your response?
Okay, absolutely. I'll give it to you. Thank you, Francois. I appreciate you. Yeah, is Kellen Moore the offensive genius out there? Is somebody going to wake up and call him Kyle Shanahan? The answer is no. But what I'm not going to say, or what I think is a larger issue or larger problem, is more so the talent for the Dallas Cowboys. This past season, they have taken a step back in regards to talent. Cooper is not there. It's taken CeeDee Lamb time to go out there and emerge as the number one wide receiver. Michael Gallup is still coming off of an injury. Dalton Schultz and Noah Brown have stepped up. And they have adjusted their offense from pass heavy to run heavy. Ezekiel Elliott isn't the same type of dynamic guy he was when he initially came in. He admitted to saying, man, yeah, I probably need to take a pay cut if I want to stick around. And Dak Prescott, it's not a matter of Kellen Moore. Dak Prescott has had issues sometimes with his decision-making from the first day that we've ever seen him. And so, yeah, is Kellen Moore the guy? Well, I'm not going to throw the blame on him. I'll tell you this, I find more of an issue with the talent that they have. They got to step up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of an offensive coordinator, looks like the New England Patriots found one. They're bringing back an old friend. I'll tell you who it is. I'll get some more of your calls on the other side. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.